Prattville. With over 500 square feet, SmartSkin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier is retiring from the police department. Mayor Dario Melton says the retirement is effective July 30th and Collier is currently on medical leave. No word on a timeline for selecting a new police chief. Life South needs your help. Community blood centers are facing a need for all blood types right now. Blood donation usually drops in the summer because of vacations and school breaks, but the need for blood remains. Contact Life South for more information on how you can donate. And EMA officials from across the state are in Prattville this week for the Disaster Preparedness Conference. Yesterday, officials discussed the pros and cons of declaring a state of emergency and how local EMAs can do their jobs more effectively. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Authorities releasing new details on the investigation into David Ortiz's shooting.
Police say this was all part of a sophisticated hit.
The first person to be sentenced in the college cheating scandal will not go to prison.
I have taken responsibility for my actions.
Former White House aide Hope Hicks will testify before a congressional committee investigating President Trump.
Oscar-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is planning to turn himself in to police in New York after a woman accused him of groping her in a bar. An accusation Gooding denies.
A House committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for withholding documents related to the 2020 census.
If somebody called from a country, we have information on your opponent, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Never more proud to wear this jersey. This group of guys is, it's unbelievable.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See law enforcement officers, we give them a big thumbs up. John, guess what?
I gotta play the drums again.
We got one more drawing for this show. So this is for the winner to get into the drawing for the actual diamond. We're going to call a name, give you a telephone number. You've got to call within the hour. But your name is going to be one of a group of names that will be in for the drawing for the $10,000 Forever Mark Diamond Ring 1 carat. $10,000 worth. Roll them, baby.
Here we go.
And the winner is Paul Thornton. Paul, I need you to do something for me, buddy. I need you to call 396-5477, 396-5477. If you know Paul Thornton, tell him to call, because his name's going to go in for the drawing for the $10,000 Forever Diamond.
I mean, that ring must come with a security or something.
You think so? The thing comes in like its own little Brinks truck?
Oh, yeah.
So, Paul, give him a call. I'm excited about finding out who the actual winner of this is going to be. Okay. So, Laura Ingram, do the Ingram, don't do the Laura, do the Ingram one. That one's actually better. Here he is, and let me tell you something I've learned from watching TV. I normally do not run these kind of things, but this is Dan Bongino and Chris the Democrat. And when you hear a Democrat and they get their tap shoes on and they just start kind of like we heard Don Brazil yesterday, it's humorous. And you know that they are just trying to tap dance their way out of this thing. But this is Laura Ingram last night and is going to be talking about the Democrat Chris, and he's going to be talking about the prosecuting past crimes. And let me tell you, that was another little setup that happened out here. We'll talk about that after we hear this.
You hear a whole convention center chanting, "Lock her up," which to me is things that dictators do, that autocrats do.
The using of this police power against political enemies is characteristic not of, only of a banana republic, but of Saudi Arabia and Russia, whose rulers apparently Donald Trump really admires.
If the attorney general is supposed to act on behalf of the people and not act as the president's henchman.
Well, that was then, and this is now.
If you become president, if he was never impeached, would you want the Department of Justice, now that he is no longer a sitting president, to go forward with those obstruction of justice charges?
I believe that they would have no choice and that they should, yes.
Even if it meant a former president going on trial, serving jail time?
Well, the facts and the evidence will take the process where it leads.
Well, this, of course, comes mere days after Speaker Nancy Pelosi reportedly told her Democratic leadership that impeachment was cheap. What she really wants is Trump in prison. Joining me now is Dan Bongino, Chris Hahn. All right, Chris, do you agree with Kamala's suggestion that her DOJ would go after Trump and potentially put him on trial post-presidency?
Well, the DOJ should be very, very independent of any politically elected person. But any person running for president that thinks it would be okay for the former president to be put on trial is not telling the truth. And if they became president, they would not do that ever. I don't care if it's Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. No one is going to do that. That is what they do in banana republics. We don't do that here. Even if the president is guilty of crimes, and the president may be guilty of crimes, it is not in the best interest of the American people to see those crimes go to trial. Any president would be forced to pardon this president should DOJ bring an independent charge against this president.
Okay, so that's also another little setup. Notice that there's going, you know, everybody's saying, well, Donald Trump should be prosecuted.
Right.
Now, the question is whether you're Kamala Harris or you're Nancy Pelosi or you're this dim Chris, do you believe that no one should be above the law, and does that include, in your book, Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because that's going to be the next discussion. So Nancy, Corey, Kamala, you believe that Donald Trump should be prosecuted when he leaves office. Do you think that Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted?
Which I think she should.
And exactly. So I think they're going to hold the exact same standards. I think they, I think they've kind of backed into the knife on this one. This is, I think this is not going to work for them. Okay, so Dan Bongino, which is one of my absolute favorite guys, he's got a great podcast, by the way. He's going to be talking about the other government that's out there, and listen to how he puts this together.
Dan, well, Chris just called Kamala Harris a liar and said that she's not telling the truth. She's apparently, she just wants to get her poll numbers up, which is starting to flag. A lot of people noticing that. So she has to, again, outdo her comrades in the Democrat Party by moving even further to the left. Is that what this is really all about?
Yeah, I mean, this may be one of the first times, you know, Chris and I agree. Kamala Harris has a problem with the truth. There's no issue there. Boy stipulated. But watching that mosaic of Democrats opening their mouths about how, you know, this is now the police state or whatever it may be. Laura, this has to be comical to the listeners and viewers of this show who are saying right now, really? You're talking about the party, the Democrats under the Obama administration that used, let's go through the list here, human intelligence assets, national security letters, secret spying warrants to spy on a political opponent based on a dossier with information provided by Russian sources to another foreigner and given to the Clinton team. And you're talking about the police state and the Trump administration?
All right, that's a
are
good
you serious? Segue.
Uh-huh.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I tell you, Dan Bongino has really got a very popular podcast. It's one of the most popular out here. Okay, so now watch how they're going to go to Dan, they're going to go to Chris and talk about the New York Times piece. Watch how the Dem dances here. He is going to be Fred Astaire with Laura Ingraham. It's number three.
Get your thoughts on this new piece tonight in the New York Times. Justice Department seeks to question CIA officers in Russia inquiry review. All right, how important is speaking to CIA officers in getting to the bottom of this? Chris, you take a quick bite at that, and I'll go to Dan after that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see more about that, right? But let's just all agree on one thing. Any president that uses his office to instruct the Justice Department to investigate his political opponent should immediately be impeached.
Department. Right, he didn't obstruct the Justice Department.
Anybody who does it, I'm not saying because, he does, I'm saying even a future president, any president ever, any time, should be impeached immediately.
Again, the Democrats are grabbing onto any morsel they can, polls or Trump, you know, jawboning today with Stephanopoulos, Dan, you know, standing over him in the Oval Office, back and forth. But this is wild. I mean, this is not going to be some narrow inquiry just focusing on one small aspect of the Russia probe. This is now looking at the intelligence agency, the preeminent intelligence agency in this nation, CIA officers. Dan, you have documented this on your podcast and in your book. This is a huge development in this investigation.
Laura, here's why Brennan and his lieutenants are in trouble, not the rank-and-file intelligence officers out there. In August, he briefs Harry Reid about information, Brennan that is. That information he briefs him on is only in Christopher Steele's information, whatever you want to call it, the dossier. But he says he hasn't seen the dossier, Brennan, until December. That's not possible if he told Harry Reid about it in August. And one more thing, Lisa Page of the FBI, when questioned under oath, appears genuinely astonished when asked by Mark Meadows about the fact that the CIA may have had information from Christopher Steele prior to when the FBI knew about it. Well, meaning there may have been a parallel construction path going on here, which is very bad.
Let's have some hearings and talk it out, Dan. I'm sure Jim Jordan will do a great job questioning these people, and they will make him look like a fool, and it will hurt the president because we'll be talking about the president colluding with Russia, which the president today said, come on, bring me some more information, foreign powers.
Collusion hoaxer on the screen.
There should be a censure resolution introduced tomorrow.
You always know you've got a Democrat stumped when they start doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, let's just have a hearing about this thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this guy, and who is a big Democrat, and he always is carrying the water for them. He's a contributor on Fox. He was dancing like crazy. And whenever they get argumentative like that, you know you've got him exactly where you want him. And that's where Dan had him, exactly where he wanted him. Let's do this. Let me see if we can fit a couple more things in here. Let's go to Laura Ingraham. And here Ingraham is talking to Tom Bevin, who is Real Clear Politics co-founder, and then McLaughlin, who was Trump's pollster. The first one is Blevin. Now, let me tell you what Blevin has done. The Real Clear was founded by one former Reagan guy who is kind of more of a moderate. And so they had to bring somebody in a little more conservative. So Blevin was the guy that they moved up. He was actually more of a true conservative next to Fred Ryan, who was the other founder of it. Yeah, Fred was in charge of Reagan Library. He was Reagan's scheduler when I was in the advance office and the travel office. Nice guy. Very, very, very nice guy. But
aggressive.
Not as conservative as, say, we are.
Yeah.
So Blevin, though, is more of the fact-based kind of folks, because you can look at Real Clear Politics, and depending on what you're reading or who you're reading it from, you're going to get kind of a moderate to leaning left feel to it. You don't see it as a conservative website. Blevin kind of adds some to it. He's going to be talking about the Real Clear Politics polling. Interesting viewpoint here.
Tom Bevin, co-founder and president of Real Clear Politics, and John McLaughlin, Trump 2020 campaign pollster. Tom, let's start with you. How could the left be falling for the obviously premature and, I believe, incorrect polls again?
Well, because the left views Trump as, they viewed him as unelectable the first time, and they view him as unelectable this time around. I mean, they believe that any one of their candidates can beat him. They believe that any positions they take will be acceptable to the American people. And so they read these numbers, even though they're 17 months away, and they're based on a national head-to-head matchup as opposed to, right, the states where it matters most, and think that they're in really good shape. And I think that that really underestimates Trump's strength, as you pointed out in the angle, with the economy that's this good. If it stays this good through next year, he's going to be tough. I think it's going to be a very, very close election, for sure.
Okay, now that's Blevins. So he's saying that things are going to be really a close election. That also falls right into the opinion dynamic research concept. They're not looking at the country, and these polls are looking at country, the entire country, are skewed.
So can I say this about polls?
Please.
I don't believe a one of them. Any one of them that come out, I just don't believe. After what happened in 2016, I just don't have any faith in them.
Well, to give you an idea, I went back and looked at the Quinnipiac poll that was done, Trump against Hillary Clinton. Mm. It had Trump losing to Hillary Clinton by 22 points. Mm. That was the one that was done right after they both got the nomination. So you go through and you fast forward 5 months later, a little less than 5 months later, and Trump wins. They also had him at Trump coming up, you can hear this, 109 electoral votes, and he comes up with 320 out here. It's a little slight different. Let me do this, John. Let me go to a break, come back. We're going to have McLaughlin, who was Trump's pollster in 2016. He's going to comment about these polls and be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones here, and let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you, and how was your trip down to the beach?
Good, Dano. How are you?
I'm really good.
Great. I heard another caller, going on an hour ago now, that qualified for the Sweet Creek drawing, and he gave his birthday as 11-1, so that reminded me. That being my date of birth, I hope that I've served my probation from a couple of months ago or whatever your probation period is, so I can win the thing.
Probation for you is 5.5 years. Give me your month and day of birth.
Oh, I plan to win it.
11-1?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it, Ken. You got it, John?
Yeah.
You never can forget All Saints Day.
Absolutely.
I'm reasonably sure that the church created that or started observing that after I came along.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
And they do the bone fires.
Yeah. Who was it? Laura Ingraham, I guess, last night that you replayed, and she didn't understand the Democrats. I believe her words were falling for a lot of these current polls. I submit, I don't think they're falling for anything except they're scrambling. I think it's just one more part of their smoke and obfuscation of it. They're scared to death of the IG and the AG and the special master that has been appointed. And I don't think for a minute that they believe these polls, but I think they're just using, I think it's more smoke and mirrors to divert attention away from the inevitable for a lot of them.
Yeah, get ready for when this stuff starts going down, is this line from the Democrats. Donald Trump knew he was going to lose, and so what he tried to do is change the election by damaging people. And he's doing it strictly for political purposes.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to dig their way out from under the debris, I think. You had a caller also that suggested a nuclear bomb to be dropped on the Dems. I would just revert back to the story I told you about my crop duster buddy, who after the trial was over and he was acquitted, and he was asked by his attorney, you know, if he had anything to do with that, some of that, the contents from his aircraft getting on the gentleman that he was in a long-standing feud with,
mm-hmm.
and his answer was, the whole load.
I remember when you first heard the story.
Yeah, I think I really do think that Barr, if he's who I think he is, I think they're sitting on a hopper full and they're adding to it day by day, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, you heard that Mark Meadows say that all these whistleblowers are coming forward all of a sudden because Barr is there.
Yeah, and there, as you well know, there are a lot of people that want to stay out of jail, and they're not going to sit on the information without doing everything they can to stay free of the grand jury and hopefully a trial jury.
Yep, I mean, I feel this thing getting close here. I feel it getting close. I don't think the big part is close. I think the beginning and the shoe dropping part is close.
Okay. Yeah, I hope you're right. And the drawing now. For me winning the Sweet Creek is tomorrow at...
It's next month at 12 midnight.
Yeah, right.
It's Friday. It's going to probably be around 2:40.
On the 32nd of the month, huh?
There you go.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Yeah, that didn't leave this extension year. Let's go to the phones and go to Rich. Rich, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, Dan. I hope you are.
I am doing extremely well.
That's great. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard any, you know, indication of what the chances are of us winning the House back during the 2020 election?
Too soon to tell because we don't know who is going to be running, who the nominees are going to be. I will say this. If the right people are the nominees, they've got now 48 races targeted, and the right person is in about 25 of those, will win all 25 of those.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if there was a lot of dissatisfaction out there with some incumbents, especially Democrat, of course.
Well, what happened basically is that you had some Republicans who had been there a little too long. Some of them were friends of mine, and they got beat by young progressive, basically kind of blue dog Democrats. And the thing is, they're getting caught up in the Nancy Pelosi, what they call the Nancy Pelosi squeeze. And The district were strong Trump districts. They are going to be really strong Trump districts now, but you have to have a strong candidate in it. The Opinion Dynamic Research went over the 45 seats we lost and looked at them now, looked at Trump's popularity, and they're basically saying if you take the average of all those, that Trump is actually going to get a larger vote in 2020 in those districts than he did in 2016.
Well, if we are fortunate enough to have him in the second term, don't you feel like we don't change the House, it's just going to be more of the same obstructionist?
Absolutely. But I think the election is going to get nationalized. It's going to be looked at as an obstruction election by Democrats. I think the Democrats will be, if this thing plays out the way I think it's going to be, will be seen as they kind of the Nixon Republicans were after Watergate. And it was a massacre that happened to the Republicans in the House of Representatives in 1974 and 1976.
Well, with all these suspected voter fraud going on, and then with states that allow illegal aliens to vote, are there any national standards as far as national elections or federal elections is concerned as far as who can vote and verification of that?
Yeah, well, when you are voting in a federal election, there are federal election standards. You have to be 18 and registered to vote in the state that you're voting for. But the person who controls that is the local sheriff in the state election board.
But you have to be a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, you have to be a U.S. citizen.
So, well,
And to vote in federal election, but not to vote in local election.
Yeah, federal.
Right. Here's the thing, that we never see any challenge after the fact. After the elections have been held, no one wants to go through the whole rigmarole of challenging an election and challenging those illegal votes and stuff like that. I haven't seen it. And so once we get past an election, Democrats get away with anything.
Particularly in California. And if you look at, everybody talks about that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Well, she won the popular vote by 3.2 million votes. She won California by more than 4 million votes. Now, do you think the 4 million votes that she got in California, do you think possibly there were some of those that were illegal aliens?
There were two.
You think?
Just two. And, you know, in this next election, we also have the Bill Barr advantage coming in because some of these folks who might be running again may be indicted. That could be an issue.
That could be. Now, it's going to be a lot harder to indict a member of Congress than it is to indict a former government official.
Yeah.
And it's a question of what did they know and did they do anything to wait on it? Obstruct justice.
Just a little bit.
If they did any of that, that's where they're going to have problems. And
well,
remember, the standard is lying to the public about it. That's the new Democrat standard.
Well, and following their own standard, they're all out.
Yeah.
That's
ding,
true.
Ding, ding.
Yep.
Well, one thing that really concerns me is, the Democrats will do, we know the Democrats will do anything to win an election. And I feel certain that they've got, things in motion right now to steal the election from Donald Trump. And when you can't even go with the federal government, when they refuse, like California refused the federal government access to their voter rolls, I mean, what are you going to do? How do you prove there's any wrongdoing?
Well, the good news, and this is why you need to have to keep the Electoral College, because you know there's hanky-panky going on in California. You know they're not going to do a damn thing about it. And the thing is, those electoral votes are lost, and so forget the popular vote. Just count those as gone. But it's the places like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, that's where you have to have really ballot security.
Yeah. Well, you won't see me out there on the streets with a sign wanting to get rid of the Electoral College. I guarantee you that.
I like that.
All right, my friend. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Rich. You have a great day, my friend.
You too, buddy. Bye.
News 93.1, Dan Mars Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I've raised a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'd accept information on a campaign opponent from a foreign government.
I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
He tells ABC he might or might not report that to the FBI. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells MSNBC the president's giving the green light to other nations wanting to interfere in the election.
We are going to have to spell it out crystal clear in the law that getting dirt from a foreign power is considered a prohibited foreign contribution to a campaign.
His committee, meantime, has subpoenaed former Deputy Trump campaign manager Rick Gates and former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Crews are rescued after explosions on two oil tankers.
The U.S. Navy's on the scene, assisting after two oil tankers heading for Asia are hit in suspected attacks near the coast of Iran Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Iran's government has denied involvement in similar recent attacks. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
.279-228. That's where we are on a Thursday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tricia. Tricia, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. It's Tricia. How are you?
I am great, Tricia.
I was wondering the same thing about that house last night when I was watching all this. We've got to get a new Congress. Do you remember last go around there was a organization called Brand New Congress that was trying to get started? Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that.
They were on one of the news shows last election, but I don't think they really ever got kicked off. But I'm wondering, do you think it would behoove the Republican National Republican party to start running ads, like, early, showing clips of what the Democrats in Congress are doing with all this obstruction and not getting anything done, and like what they did the other day with the 9/11 people, and just start a brand new Congress campaign.
Well, here's the problem with, and particularly the way we do it as Republicans, but we, you can't really go promote somebody right now because you don't know who the nominees are. So all these seats that are open or have Democrats in them that Republicans lost, they have to go through the nomination process and come up with a nominee for that district. That's not going to be until sometime next year.
Yeah, so they can't start just getting it in people's... I mean, once that starts, do you think that even then it would be a good thing to just...
Oh, yeah. No, let me tell you, they're going to throw...
Brand new Congress.
So. They're going to throw the kitchen sink in these places.
I mean, they
have put...
We got to get these Democrats out of here. They're trying to destroy our country. And I've got children and grandchildren I have to worry about.
I'm with you on that.
All right.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you. 272-9228, that's where we are. It's, you know, my good friend Dan Black, and I tell you about this guy because I literally, this is someone I've known on a personal basis for almost 40 years. And Dan Black Studio, he's an accomplished videographer, but the other thing is he knows everything about the ins and outs of videos. And here's what you need to know, and that is if you've got VHS, Betamax tapes, what you need to do is have him convert those to digital. Why does that matter? Well, he can get it where it's going to last forever. Give you a jump drive copy, you can put a copy up on the iCloud, and you're going to have it. If you have it on Betamax or you have it on VHS, it is just going to deteriorate. So here's a telephone number I want you to call. I want you to call him and tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener and ask about the Dan Morris Show special. 334-440-7818, 334-440-7818. My good friend Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. Okay, so let me go to the next cut here. This is McLaughlin talking about the polling here with Laura Ingraham.
And John, when you listen to the, you know, sheer elation in the voices and the delivery of so many of these media pundit Democrat types, I guess that's all they have to hold on to now. I mean, they can't really talk down the economy. It's pretty impossible to do that. Yeah. And Mueller was a flop. So they have to grab onto any strand that they can find now to find some optimism. But they do also point to some of the battleground state polls in recent weeks that also didn't look good for Trump. So how does the campaign respond to those?
Well, I tell you what, it's Groundhog Day again. I don't blame the president for being so cynical about these media polls, because Tom remembers he keeps a good collection of these polls on his website. You know how many electoral votes they give us right before the election? 164. We got 304. Even on election day, the exit polls had us losing. Even Frank Luntz at 653, he's a good pollster, was texting out or tweeting out that we were going to lose. Instead, we beat them. Our polls said, Brad Parscale had our analytics, and that Sunday we went over with Jared Kushner. Our polls had it a dead even race. We could win on the turnout. The president was going to 5 or 6 states a day, and we got the turnout, a historic record turnout of 139 million voters, and we were able to win because these media polls are skewed. They're biased. They're polls of adults. They randomly call people by their phone numbers. They're registered voters. They're not likely voters. The Rasmussen poll today had us 51%. The president had a 51% job approval with the likely voters.
Tom.
As McLaughlin is really good, and let me tell you something, I'm total agreement, because I've learned this from opinion dynamic research, that they are, the way these polls are being conducted, the way they're tabbing out the number of Democrats, they're using them as the largest group, they're using independents as the second largest group, and Republicans as the smallest group. And in reality, you've got independents are the largest group, Republicans are now a little bit bigger than the Democrats, and they've got it kind of skewed. Well, they're also overweight, heavy, dark blue states. Who's on one?
It is Mike Edwards. He's calling about the number for Marguerite's.
Oh.
I was looking it up right here.
The number to call for...
Correct.
If he's the winner?
Yeah, his name was called out.
Okay. It's, we can get that telephone number. It's 396-5477, 396-5477. If he's on hold, he just heard that. Okay, so let me continue on while you're doing that with him. And it's going to be, Laura's going to be talking to Tom Blevin about the economy and healthcare and how things are polling.
Tom, I think that when, you know, we can always play the old sound bites from 2015 of all these people predicting that Trump wouldn't even be the nominee, let alone win the presidency. They were laughing him off. But at the same time, you do want to go into this election season, do you not, as the incumbent, with a very positive, sunny, optimistic message for the country. And I think sometimes the White House can get bogged down in the controversy of the day or the attack of the day and kind of go down a rabbit hole of negativity instead of saying, this is morning in America and it's only going to get sunnier. That's where I think, if I could give any criticism of what they're doing now, that's what I think where they think they should take it, to the sunshine of tomorrow, not turning back the clock and going back to the failed stagnating wages of yesterday.
Yeah, people say Trump doesn't talk about the economy. He does talk about the economy, tweets about it, talks about it all the time. The problem is he also tweets about five other things, and typically one of those five other things is what ends up making the headlines. I will say, though, the one thing where I think Trump needs to improve is healthcare is the number one issue. It was in 2018. It still is right now. Healthcare is the number one issue for voters. And Republicans and Trump don't really have a healthcare plan to take to the American people. Now, they're lowering prescription drug costs, and that's important and valuable. But meanwhile, on the other side, every one of the Democrats, all 24 of them, are endorsing some sort of healthcare plan, whether it's single payer or whatever. And so that is the number one issue on the minds of voters right now, and I think it's going to be that way in 2020. And I think Trump has to have a plan to take the American people to contrast with the Democrats.
The economy and healthcare are going to be kind of top notch here for this, and that's going to be an important part here. So Trump pollster McLaughlin is going to be talking about Bernie and the peace and prosperity. Listen to this.
All right, John, very quickly, Bernie Sanders gave another, you know, push for socialism today in a speech. Is that going to help your messaging in the campaign?
Well, he's trying to stave off Elizabeth Warren. There's one poll has her today where she's passing him for second place. But I'll tell you what, you are right about it. It's about peace and prosperity. That's how Republican presidents get reelected. And this president has delivered on the economy, and he's delivered on keeping America stronger and safer. And Tom's right about health care. But the president said in the State of the Union he's going to cover pre-existing conditions, lower drug costs. But you know what? Our biggest enemy is not any one of these Democrats. It's the media. 90% of their coverage is negative, and these polls are skewed, and they're trying to sandbag us into believing that we can't win again.
Uh-oh, computer just went out. Rats, I got a meeting, too. That's no good. Boy, what a day. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let me kind of go to another side of the house here. And that is the Judge Napolitano is going to be talking about a Washington Post op-ed talking about the Supreme Court and how we need to kind of reconsider what's going on with the Supreme Court. Let's listen in.
Founding fathers built our nation on a foundation of laws and rules, but a Washington Post op-ed now casting doubt, warning, quote, we need to prepare for a complete reversal of the role the Supreme Court plays in our lives.
Here with reaction, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Good morning.
So, Judge, in this WAPO, Washington Post editorial, it talks about how ideologically gone one way on the Supreme Court and going further, and there needs to be a change.
You know, what the Washington Post article forgets to point out is that elections have consequences, and under the rule of law in the United States, the President of the United States appoints the people to the Supreme Court and the Senate confirms them. And obviously we'd have a different court if Hillary Clinton had been elected and the Democrats have controlled the Senate, but that's not the case. Donald Trump has put two serious legal scholars who are in the traditionalist vein on the Supreme Court, and that's the type of person he promised he put there. What this article really means is that the author of the article does not like the anticipated results to be expected. How do we know what results are going to be expected? Because Justice Ginsburg went on national television and said, I don't like what the Supreme Court is doing, and we're becoming too political. Translation, expect a lot of 5-4 decisions in the next two Mondays with Justice Ginsburg dissenting.
So Judge Napolitano kind of laid it out on here about this, and he, when I went back and looked at this, and I was kind of surprised that the Washington Post did this. But then again, I'm not surprised because it is the liberal rag that it is. And they get so into themselves versus kind of what the Constitution is. They just forget the Constitution, forget the founding of the country. We just think it'd be time for a change. Why is it time for a change? Because they're not in charge. So let's listen to Judge Napolitano talk a little bit more about the history, but listen to the end of this.
Here's what this column says. The past decade has seen a conservative court slow further social progress, but the next decade could feature a radicalized right court that would not only narrow past gains, but also erect barriers to prevent progressive political action. You know, so there's a fear that they're losing the court, so they want to change things.
What they really fear is that Roe versus Wade may go away. This is the most abominable decision since Dred Scott versus Sanford, which declared that African Americans were not citizens. To his credit, campaigned against the decision and in favor of putting justices there who would not be afraid to address it. That's really what this complaint is about.
All right.
Well, it's an important issue. So many people, so many conservatives voted for President Trump because of the judicial system and what he would do. A lot of evangelicals felt that way.
I have to say a word about all the socialism. It was a great segment you just did. But when we fought the revolution in 1776, enough to use violence against the government, the effective tax rate was 3%.
Mm.
Today, live in New York City, you're paying 55%.
3% was the tax rate.
Wow.
When we became a country. 3%. Now, there were a lot of tariffs that were there and everything kind of shifted locally. You know how they did roads back then?
Mm.
If you had land, the road that your land was in front of,
right,
you were responsible for taking care of that. So you would take your workers from your field and they'd go out and do the road.
They'll take care of a mile of road.
Yeah, so, you gotta remember back then you had 10,000 acres that
land
out there. So I thought that was kind of interesting. News Talk 93.1, final segment coming up right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Late December back in 63. What a very special time for me as I remember.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. You know, we had Dr. Sorensen in yesterday, and we were so ahead of that story, nobody had run that story. I didn't even sit on CBS, NBC, Today Show, nothing.
Nothing.
And we definitely had that story in the front end right after it happened. So now let's listen to CBS talking about the tanker attack in the Persian Gulf. Tankers attack, Persian Gulf.
The U.S. Navy says it is assisting after an apparent attack on two tankers in the Middle East. A U.S. defense official tells CBS News Iran is likely behind the attack. Pictures released by Iranian state media show smoke billowing from the ships. The incident took place overnight near the Strait of Hormuz, the main artery for transporting oil from the Middle East. Global oil prices are rising this morning. MTS Tayyab is monitoring developments from London. MTS, what do we know about this attack?
Those simmering tensions in the Gulf are back to boiling after what appears to be two serious assaults on tankers. Take a look at these pictures from Iranian state media, which claim to show the aftermath of these alleged assaults. Now, the Japanese firm that owns one of the tankers says its ship was, and I'm quoting here, shelled at least twice, setting fire to the engine room, forcing its crew to abandon ship. A second vessel, a Norwegian vessel, was struck with what its managers are describing as a, quote, torpedo.
What? A torpedo?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things just don't kind of skip and jump around in the Persian Gulf. They had to come out of something probably called a submarine.
So it could be a submarine, or you had mentioned earlier, it could have been a diver.
Yeah, it could have been. Well, if they had done it, they're, you know, the PT boats concept, on the old PT boats, right. It actually fired a torpedo off the deck.
Did it?
Yeah. So you can be a submarine, or you can be on a boat, and you can put the torpedo in the water, point it in that direction. I would think they would have seen that, though. Yeah. I think that they would have seen. I got to imagine we've got some things floating around in there that kind of keeping track of everybody.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yep.
Okay, so let's go to the second part of the story here.
Now, that ship is said to be adrift and on fire. Both crews have reportedly been rescued. Now, the U.S. Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, has confirmed it received two distress signals, but did not say how the vessels were attacked or who was behind it. Now, these latest incidents come just a month after four oil tankers were attacked off the coast of the UAE. Washington accuses Tehran of orchestrating those attacks, an accusation it denies. Now, the timing of today's incident is sensitive. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is in the Iranian capital on a high-stakes diplomacy mission where he warned that tensions between the U.S. and Iran could lead to what he called an accidental conflict. This morning on Twitter, the Iranian foreign minister called those talks friendly, but he added, suspicious doesn't begin to describe what likely transpired this morning. Now, just to underscore the ripple effect these tensions in the Gulf have around the world, the price of oil has already spiked. But the main concern is that all of this could boil over into something far more serious.
And let me tell you, the price of oil did go up, and it takes a little while to get to the pump level of things, but it's not that it's going crazy. I noticed that 87 octane gas was at 236 yesterday, so you may see a little bit of an increase, 10 cents or so, based on the price of oil. Oil markets do not like when peace is not running all over the place out in the Persian Gulf. Border Patrol issue is another one. Here is, and I do not like it when Fox and Friends does a live show with the audience in studio, but this guy was pretty impressive talking about agents and the risking their lives to maintain our borders.
I want to make clear that this crisis is unlike anything we've ever seen at our border, and it, in large part, is due to the gaps in our immigration laws that are driving it. Any of our men and women on the border can tell you that DHS facilities are overflowing, that our resources are stretched thin.
Border Patrol agents are the last line of defense, as you know, and they risk their lives every day to keep our country safe and to allow Americans to prosper.
National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd has spent his 22-year career working alongside the brave men and women in law enforcement. He joins us live now. Good morning. With the men and women of Border Patrol, when they turn on the television and they see the people in Washington not helping them out,
it gets extremely frustrating, because we know that the American public, these people, want the border secure. And we want to secure the border for these people because we want the safety. Every single time that I've ever spoken with President Trump, it's very clear that he wants to secure the border.
That's why you endorsed him.
Yes, because he wants the safety of these people that are here today. Mm-hmm. And we want to secure the border, but when we don't get the help that we need, especially when it comes down to the funding, when you've got the hard left and the hard right that are constantly fighting back and forth, that creates that divide where we can't get anything
done. So when a guy dies from the flu, they want to blame Border Patrol. When people are overcrowded, or they come over, or they're hurt, they want to blame Border Patrol, but they don't have the facilities to house them. Yesterday, the Democrats could not break an impasse over funding the migrant crisis, which they refused to act on. So you're just talking about humanitarian aid. You're not talking about wall or dock or anything controversial. What is the problem?
It comes down to politics. It comes down to they want to get reelected. They don't care about what's best for the for the country as a whole.
It really is what it sums it really gets down to, and that the thing messaging for the Republicans, that needs to be one of them. And if you notice that Nancy Pelosi has put it in her talking points that this is about patriotism, not about politics.
Yeah,
that's a new thing that she said. Yep. The Republicans need to really seize on this. They need to get hold of the messaging here. John, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Been a good one.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budeau, the great, he's next. Adios.